Hey y'all dreamers out there. How are you guys? I can't believe my first one was a big hit. This is my first podcast. Pretty big dream of mine to do a podcast, but you never know. This episode's gonna be about me, my singing career, and more about college and about me and who I really am. So let's get started. I've been singing since I was four, and I've been in show choir. I've been in what's the other one? Chorus choirs. And I did drama. I did that in high school. And middle school. Middle a little bit in elementary, but more got into like that fifth grade year where I started singing more, but I wasn't really out there. So yeah. But there's more about me and my singing and everything on my GoFundMe account. It's gofund.me/LINDSAY slant S dream. That's my GoFundMe account. I will, if you guys go on my YouTube channel, it is Lindsay 1010. That's my YouTube. I will post that link on there on one of my videos. Probably my For Good video with one of my good friends, Kaylee. That was my senior year. I did that for my last show. And it's a Wicked song. And apparently, Wicked's coming to theaters. Like, the big screen. Like, I'm so excited. Like, I never thought they would do that. They've thought about doing it, but I didn't think it was gonna be this big. But yeah. My YouTube channel, as I said, it's Lindsay 1010. It's LINDSAY 1010, I think it is. Pretty sure. Or you can look up Lindsay, PERLMAN on there. And should come up somehow. Yeah, I have a YouTube channel of me about my life. I was in a group called Women of Tomorrow. It's where a bunch of girls get picked by teachers who they think they need to be upbringed or they need help in their lives. And I was at that point in my life where I needed help and I needed people to support me. And I became president of that group at my school. And every day, two mentors would come in, speak about girls' situations, life situations at home. And it really got me to be who I am now and to really figure out what my plan in life was. So I give a big shout out to Women of Tomorrow. That's my big shout out right now. To that for just everything. And yeah, that's if you guys have a chance, please go subscribe to my channel. It would mean a lot to me. I'm trying to get out there. I'm trying to build my YouTube channel. I'm trying to get more videos out there. And I will be definitely doing more videos when it comes down to college time and doing some tutorials and stuff like that. But definitely, I will be posting some singing on this podcast too. Don't know when, but I just gotta figure out when. But yeah, college. I'm going into cosmetology, as I said in my last one. It's always been a passion of mine. My sister is good at makeup and hair and everything like that, but I want to be better than her. Kind of that sister rivalry, of course. But still, yeah, I want to be kind of better than her and learn more. But it's just interesting how I thought I was going to be a teacher, And being a teacher is a lot. It's hard work. And cosmetology was the biggest for me. I either had to choose from cosmetology or being a teacher, and cosmetology was the biggest. And before I was thinking about going into cosmetology, I was trying to get my GED. I have a high school diploma, but with my high school diploma, I can't do shit. Excuse my language. I can't do much. So I had to get my GED somehow. So I was trying to get that done, but in the midst of it, I was thinking to myself, okay, why am I sitting at home doing nothing? We're going to my old high school where they did GED classes, sitting home doing nothing. And I was like, you know what? I need to get out there. I need to go into a college setting, need to go to a college campus. And at the time, I was thinking about going to cosmetology school. I didn't have a car. And yeah, thank God for when I worked at Publix, I got my car. Thank God. I don't work at Publix now. That's a whole nother story for another time. We don't talk about that. But still, that was a big thing. So yeah, like, as I said, my diploma, in one of my videos, it talks more about who I am, but I learn differently. I have a learning disability, so it kind of sets off a lot. It's just sometimes people don't think. Some people think I have this problem, but I don't. I was diagnosed as pretty much as autism, but not really, and ADHD and all this other stuff, but that's not who I was. I surpassed everything, but people still look at me like that. Like, I'm this person who has this issue and can't do much. But I'm that person who's like, okay, you know what? If I have this issue, I don't really care. I'm gonna do what I need to do and get out and be in that world and try and just get myself out of my hole. So that was the time I moved out of my dad's house. That was my sophomore year, I moved out of my dad's house. And everything like that. But just life, just, it's hard. Life is hard. It's not easy. People with money, okay, I understand. But right now, like, the economy and just everything with politics and presidency is just unbelievable. It's insane. But yeah, sorry I haven't really been posting. Last Friday, my closest grandmother passed away. She had breast cancer, she had diabetes, and I've been mourning a lot. It's hard, but I'm getting through it. I'm a strong girl, like I say I am. But please, please, please donate some money to my GoFundMe. Or like or subscribe to my videos. It would mean a lot to me. But yeah, I'm gonna end this on. Hope you all have a great day, great night, depending on your timing. And I hope you all keep dreaming and just reach for the stars, even though people will let you down. Just go for it. And thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Hope you all have a great night. Thanks.